क्या था, रूह वही रूह नया।
Das Karamchand Gandhi made virtues like simplicity and truth the foundation of his life, and his earnest desire to transform rural India drove Gandhiji towards social and political experimentation. Many an author has written about Gandhiji being anti-technology and anti-science. He was neither. To understand Gandhiji better, let us listen to Dr. Anil K. Rajavanshi, Director, Nimkar Agricultural Research Institute, Faltan, Satara, who in his chocolate throws light upon many unique and unknown facets of Gandhiji's life and thought.
One of the central themes of Gandhiji's life was that if we want to change the world, then it should start with us. All his life he did experiments on himself and expanded them for the larger good. This motto is what each one of us should follow. Gandhiji was a highly evolved and spiritual human being. To him, spirituality came first. Gandhiji's experiments on simple and sustainable living followed his own spiritual progress. Possessed with a great body and a powerful mind, he also became fearless. And it is this quality of fearlessness which made him blaze new trails and produce novel political strategies like non-violence, satyagraha, etc. He rightly thought that the industrialization of 1920s to be a violent system with heavy machinery, very inefficient energy and materials conversion technologies, and no concern for the environment. Intuitively, he revolted against those systems and felt that a simple life with few needs and most of the daily things to be produced from a locally available materials was non-violent and in tune with nature. There are a lot of articles written to show how Gandhiji was anti-technology and anti-science. He was neither. In fact, he was a pujari or a worshipper of a human body, and according to me, this is the greatest machine ever designed by nature and hence could never be anti-technology. In his life, he used the latest technologies of his time, telephone, telegraph, trains, cars, ships, etc. What he rebelled against was the exploitive nature of technology and big machines of that time for poor masses. Intuitively, he felt decentralization and sustainable development was a solution to remove the poverty of rural poor. I believe that Gandhiji was an engineer at heart. He improvised on many things like better snake catching equipment, small cotton spinning wheel, also called takli, chappals, sandals he made from used tires, etc. In 1929, he even instituted 1 lakh rupee prize, about 20 crores in today's value, or 2.6 times bigger than the Nobel Prize. He did this for the design of an excellent charkha. Such things could not come from an anti-technology person, but from an innovator and an engineer. This is the hallmark of a great mind, since it can produce original ideas in whichever field it becomes interested. Had Gandhi lived in the present time, he would have embraced the latest technology of 3D printing, cell phones, enhanced rural mobility, etc., since it allowed decentralized development and help in improvement of lives of rural population. His dream of giving employment and decent life to rural population may therefore become possible with the availability of these energy efficient and high-tech systems. He always believed in following nature, which is today called biomimicry, and believed in achieving more from less resources. This has given rise to a new technological concept called frugal innovation. Gandhiji believed in all-inclusive growth. He therefore focused on rural development for the last 30 years of his life and felt intuitively that the future of India is in decentralized rural development. This is the vision he stated in 1920s, and it is even more valid 100 years on. I therefore believe that the mantra of India's development should be spirituality with high technology. Both these things allow us to reduce our greed for resources and live in harmony with nature. And if each one of us try to live in a sustainable but emotionally satisfying manner, then the world will become sustainable and a happy place to live in. This, to my mind, was the essence of Gandhiji's teaching.
With this, we come to the end of this episode of the National Science Magazine. The edition was narrated by Dr. Medha Saikherkar.